Today we are celebrating mothers. We are celebrating motherhood. And we have a tribute to a great mom. Motherhood has taken kind of a bad rap in our progressive society. It truly is not looked at like it used to be looked at. How many of you remember Beaver Cleaver? All right. So if you remember Beaver Cleaver, you know Beaver's mom, June Cleaver. What a mother she was. How many remember the Waltons? That's right. Olivia Walton. A great mother. But today, they would be looked at as being non-relevant. Motherhood, per se, not women, but motherhood, has taken a bad rap. It is looked at as being anti-intelligent. It truly is. It's looked at and scoffed at by many in society. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, since God could not be everywhere, he created mothers. Now, that's a Jewish proverb. It's not a Christian proverb. As we know, God is omnipotent and omniscient. He is also everywhere at all times. But there's a really good Christian proverb, and that proverb is this: an ounce of motherhood is worth a pound of clergy. That should have gotten more than just that. Okay, anyway. An ounce of motherhood is worth a pound of clergy. I don't know if I should bring her name up. Well, I'll go ahead and bring her name up. When Hillary Clinton was running for her Senate seat for the state of New York, she was asked, why in the world would you want to go back into politics? You've already been the First Lady of the United States. And her response was this: what do you want me to do? Be a stay-at-home mom and cook brownies? That was not received well by her constituents. But that mindset is now throughout our entire progressive society. Women are looked at as being anti-intelligent because if they had any intelligence, they would be in the workplace rather than being in the home. And that's wrong. That's just plain wrong. Most of the book of Proverbs is written by a man by the name of King Solomon. But the 31st, the last chapter of Proverbs, is given exclusively to a man by the name of King Lemuel. King Lemuel writes a tribute to his mother because she was a virtuous woman. And so today I would like to read just an excerpt from that, because there are 31 virtues in that 31st chapter. And we don't have the time today to cover all 31. So we're only going to cover just a few. But I truly believe that King Lemuel was sharing this tribute of his mom so that it would be a pattern for other women so that they could be virtuous as well. Please turn with me this morning to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, and we will begin in verse 25. Please stand with me in honor of the reading of God's word. Proverbs 31, 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you that you have given us, each of us, a mother. A mother that has loved us, a mother that has raised us, a mother that has sacrificed for us. And Father God, we thank you because that is a picture of who you are. And we thank you, Lord, that you separated that rib from Adam and made a woman. And Father, from that woman, you made a mother. And Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you would give each of us mothers, but that you would also give us your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross at Calvary. And Father, that every woman can become a virtuous woman if they truly fear you, if they truly reverence you, if they truly dedicate themselves to you. And so, Father God, we thank you for this tribute. We thank you for the challenge that you place before each woman that is here today. And we celebrate, Father, their lives, their sacrifice, their devotion, their dedication to their families. And we thank you now and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. King Lemuel is writing this tribute because his mother had an impact on his life. His mother had done things, had sacrificed, had dedicated herself to raising him so that he could be the person that God wanted him to be. King Lemuel writes this tribute, and he says that a great mom is first of all clothed in character. Clothed in character. Read with me, please, verses 25 and 26 once again. He says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She's clothed in character because her clothing is more than an outward adornment. There are a lot of people that are very interested in fashion. They like to primp. They like to look nice. And there's nothing wrong with looking nice. I want the mother of my children to look nice. I wanted my mother to look nice. There's nothing wrong with that. But more than that, King Lemuel says that it was more than an outward adornment. Because when she walked into a room, people weren't looking at her shoes. People weren't looking at her purse. People weren't looking at her dress or her jewelry. No, the thing that people noticed was her character. It stood out more than everything else. And you can tell that in some women's lives. It was more than outward adornment. But notice he spoke of strength and honor. Strength speaks of wisdom. Having wisdom in God's word. Having wisdom in God's ways. God's ways are different than our ways. The Bible tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's ways are higher than our ways. And so, that strength speaks of wisdom. Being able to be wise regarding God's word and his ways and applying them into her own life, and then applying them into her family's lives, so that even her daughters were virtuous. But her husband said, "You even excel that." Wow, what a praise. Strength speaks of wisdom. But notice also, he said honor. Honor speaks of kindness. It's easy to be harsh. It's easy to have a sharp word or a sharp answer back to someone. It's easy to be rash. It's easy to jump to conclusions. But kindness is something that you don't see very much of today in the family. Kindness is not seen in the workplace. It's not seen in the community. It's not seen throughout society to be kind. And see, that's what is so honorable, is to be kind to someone when you could be harsh, you could be severe. But King Lemuel says, her clothing is her character. I think of my own mother. My own mother, she had a saying, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it anything at all. Sometimes her and Dad didn't speak very much. Dad was very quick. Dad was sometimes harsh. Dad would discipline you. But Mom was the one that taught. Mom was the one that would comfort and guide. Mom was the one that had the words of encouragement. Mom was the one that would set me down and talk to me. And I've told you before that she'd get so close to me that I could only look at one eye at a time. She'd hold my face so that I couldn't turn aside. She was the one that would speak into my life and speak wisdom into my life, speak kindness into my life. She was the one that had an impact in my life. Now, my dad and I were tight. We were like this. We thought alike. We walked alike. We acted alike. My dad and I were very, very together in everything. Everywhere my dad was, I was. My dad would always have to go find my brother or my sister, but I was always right there. But when I got in trouble, I knew Dad would make a correction, but it was Mom who would sit me down and talk to me. It was Mom that would comfort me and guide me and direct me. And that's what had an impact in King Lemuel's life. That's why he wrote this tribute to his mom. And that's why it's a tribute not only to his mom, but to my mom as well. Secondly, King Lemuel said that good moms are optimistic in their outlook. Notice with me once again verses 25 and 26. He says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in times to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. The reason why he could write that is because he knew his mom had an attitude of humility. She had an attitude of humility. She knew that she could not take care of herself. She could not handle everything that life could throw at her. She knew she could not handle it. But she also knew the one that could. That's what gave her an attitude of humility, so that she could walk confidently and have a character that was deep within her. That's why she could be a mother to a young boy that would become a king someday and be able to turn around and write a tribute on her behalf. Had an attitude of humility. She was also very duty conscious. She cared for her family. She cared for her family's needs. She cared for her family's physical needs, her family's spiritual needs, her family's emotional needs. She cared for her family's needs. She was always there for them. That's what made the difference in King Lemuel's life. That reminds me of my children's mother, Kathy, who isn't with us today. She is always one that will care for her family's physical needs and spiritual needs, their emotional needs. Oh, I'll give them advice, and it's always godly advice, and they may not like the advice I give them from time to time, but you know who gets more calls? Their mother gets more calls. My kids call their mother many times for encouragement. Even when they do something stupid or do something wrong, they call their mom because she is the one that is able to speak into their lives and encourage them to be the best person that God wants them to be. Many times I accuse her of loving her children and grandchildren more than loving me. I feel sometimes like I'm in the back seat, when in all actuality and realization, I know that I'm not, that I'm her number two, because God is her number one. That's the difference. She is able to speak into their lives and comfort them and encourage them and give them guidance and direction. That's why Kathy's brother calls her rather than his other siblings. That's why my kids call her, so that they can get that soft word, because they know she cares for them and that she wants what's best in their lives. And that's why King Lemuel would write this about his mother. But I think he was also writing about my children's mother. Thirdly, we see that a great mom is fulfilled by her family. Fulfilled by her family. Look with me at verse 27, please. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. See, there are many sophisticated women today that would scoff, that would make fun of this woman. But this woman puts her family in first billing. Her family comes first. Did I say that wrong, Brian? Her family receives top billing. Okay, there we go. That's the next one. There we go. Because God is number one, the family is always next. The family is one that she cares for. The family takes top billing all the time. The family is more important than the job. The family is more important than the community. The family is more important than the events going on. The family is more important than, hear me, the church. And the reason why King Lemuel would say that is because his mother demonstrated that. You know, I don't take very many calls. If I'm busy, if I'm in counseling, if I'm talking with someone, if I'm doing something, if someone calls the church, I just let the answering machine pick it up because anybody that knows me knows to call my cell phone. But if my cell phone rings, if I don't pick up, I'm probably busy. But if one of my kids call, I pick up. I pick up. Kathy's always on her phone. She's always talking to her sister, her brother, our kids, our grandkids. Family gets top billing. Secondly, we see that she was not one to be idle. She made her steps count. She used a schedule, probably. She fulfilled that. She planned it. She made her steps count. She was not one to just sit by and be idle. When I think of a woman like that, I think of my mother-in-law, Doris Scare. That was Kathy's maiden name, by the way, Scare. She wanted to really get rid of that name quickly. Because the people down the street, their name was Crow. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. 1906, I don't know their address, but it was on Washington Street. Yeah, it was filled full of scares and crows. But Doris was a different type of a woman. She thought totally different than what I thought. She was the typical mother-in-law for me. We would talk. Her mom and I would carry on conversations. Now, her dad was not very talkative. If you could get a grunt out of him and out of him for an evening, you were doing well. He just didn't talk very much. You never knew what he was thinking, but you always knew what Doris was thinking. And she would say some things that I would just, I just couldn't hold back. I would have to comment back to her, you know. I liked to chide her a little bit, and she chided me, and we had a great relationship. One of the last pictures that we have of her, she put my motorcycle helmet on and my leather jacket on with my vest, and some of you have seen that. It's pretty big, pretty heavy, and she wore that. She was at the Carthage nursing home, and she put that on, and she had a little walker, you know, and I kept razzing her, you know. If you put a motor on that, you could go a little bit faster, you know. And it was just fun to be around her. Whenever we would visit her mom and dad and we would go to leave, Doris would always, never failing, always, she would walk us out to the porch. She would get her hugs from the kids and from us. And as we're walking to the car, she would say, "Make sure you lock your doors and put on your seatbelt. And Craig, make sure you drive safely because those are my grandchildren." I would have to answer that. I would say, "Nope, not going to wear my seatbelt. Nope, not going to lock my door, and I'm going to drive like a crazy fool because I have your grandchildren. They're with me. See ya." And she'd be hollering at me as I was pulling out. I just enjoyed that for some reason. I just enjoyed tormenting her. She was a joy to torment. But you know what? Her family, thank you, Mo, her family always came first. She was always focused on family. And that's why God brings her to my mind. Well, lastly, we see King Lemuel writing this tribute to his mother because a good mom, a great mom, is paid with praise, is paid with praise. Look with me at verse 28. "Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Motherhood is never intended to be thankless or unappreciated. Motherhood is supposed to be appreciated. But King Lemuel is saying that his mom was truly a woman of God. A woman of God. She was a woman that feared the Lord. Not because she was scared. She had a holy, reverential fear of God. She reverenced him, and because of that reverence, it would be the basis of her faith. And it would be the cause of her lasting marriage. It speaks of a woman that is able to keep love and keep the love of her husband. It speaks of a woman who is able to keep the reverence of her children. It speaks of domestic dedication. Domestic dedication. Wow, that could be a bad word in today's society. Amen? To be domestically dedicated to your family, to your children, to raise them in such a way that they too are virtuous. She was a woman of God. But more than that, he speaks that she was a woman that was praiseworthy. Her husband even praised her and said, "You have had virtuous daughters, but you even excel them." Virtuous daughters. What a praise. What a praise from your husband, your mate. To have that praise and to know that that's what she's living for. To be a godly woman. To be a God-fearing woman. Because that's the basis of a life based on faith. Lastly, we see that she's a woman of means. She does things that are evident to everyone. She does things in her family. She does things with her children. She does things with her husband. She does things with her business. She does things in her community. She does things in her church. And it's evident to everyone around because she is a person of means. I think of my daughter as a mother. She has two lovely little girls, Emma and Jenna, and now she has two twin boys, James and Matthew. They just celebrated their one-year birthday. It's amazing to see Danielle work with those two boys. I have seen her sitting on the couch with both boys, one in each arm and a bottle in each hand, feeding them. And when I look at her and go, "Girl, there's just no way I could do that." She just smiles. She just smiles. James is starting to crawl. And Thursday, Danielle came over to the house so that Kathy could leave. And Danielle finished up watching the kids that Kathy was watching. And she had her two there, her four there. And James was on the floor. And so at lunchtime, I got down on the floor and I got kind of nose to nose with James and played with him a little bit. And Matthew was being fussy, and pretty soon she's changing James, and Matthew is laying beside, and he's fussing, and she reaches over and touches him and pets him on the stomach a little bit and talks to him and quiets him down. And I pray for her twice a day. And one of the things I pray for her about is strength. I mean, that's a task, to have one in each arm. That's a task. Whenever they go anywhere, it's like moving. She has a backpack. She has two car seats. And how is she supposed to go in and out of a door? She's a woman of means. And when I get her by herself for just a moment, when her focus is off of the kids, and I'm able to put my arms around her and she puts her arms around me, she has the softest little angel kiss that she kisses on my cheek. And then I say to her, "You're going to make me cry." She's a woman of means, a young woman of means. And now they have decided to homeschool. And she's got her beautician business in the home. And she's going to homeschool. She's a woman of means. And I am so proud of her. See, children need dedicated parents. They need that kind of dedication. Every child needs developing by their parents and grandparents. My grandfather was a huge man, size, huge, 6'7", in his prime, about 270. Huge man, hands that would totally engulf my hands. He played professional football for the Minnesota Vikings before they were the Minnesota Vikings, when they just wore leather helmets and no face guards. And he was a offensive guard. And he would tell me stories of coming out of the stance with an uppercut. Just a brute of a man. And Granddad would sit in his chair. And I can remember sliding down his wooden stairs. They didn't have carpet on the stairs. And they had just got home. And Rod and I ran upstairs. And I got on the top stair. And you know how you can just scoot and go thump, 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 thump. And I did that. And it scared the bejeebers out of Grandma. And I was out in the kitchen, and she was scared, and Grandpa was giving me thunder. And so as I went around the corner, I took my hand and knocked the books off. And about that time, my granddad lifted me up. And I went to the room and thought about it for a while and came back down, and it was Grandma. Pearl. I'm sitting on her leg, and she's got me in a clutch, holding me, loving on me. And she says, "You don't have to act that way. You're a good boy. You don't have to act that way. You're a good boy. You need to act like a good boy." And she was giving me encouraging words. And we'd always go to church with her. Granddad never went to church, but we'd go to church with her. And she'd take me up. Now, she'd also take my brother up, but she'd take me up, and she'd speak to the pastor. And she would say, "Yes, he's going to be a piano player someday, and he's going to preach." Well, yeah, I can play the piano, not well, but I like to tinker on the piano. And I preach, not well, but I just tinker at preaching. but I think it's my grandmother's prayers that were answered some 30 years ago when I surrendered to preach. And I believe it's her prayers that continue to support me. The prayers that she prayed years and years and years ago are just now coming to fruition. That's what kids need. They need dedication. They need parents that will dedicate themselves. And that's why I encourage you today to simply bring your kids and dedicate yourselves to them. And that way, you can truly be the person that God wants you to be in the life of your children and your family. That's what King Lemuel was talking about as he's writing about his mother. I don't think he wrote about his father. Not that I know of, anyway. But this virtuous woman was someone that had an impact on his life to the magnitude that he was elevated to kingship and that he would be a king for Israel during Israel's tremendous time when they needed a king that was decisive. You come today. We're going to have a song of invitation. This invitation is for you to simply come and dedicate yourselves to God.